The shutdown and the ag impact. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The government shutdown has impacts all across the country, and farmers and ranchers, just like everyone else, are wondering when Congress and the President can come to terms on a budget and get the country back up and going. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
If you think a government shutdown only has an impact inside the Beltway, think again. A shutdown means all federal agencies must lay off non-essential personnel and close non-essential programs and offices.
Essential personnel typically revolves around public safety. It would require sending out Social Security checks. Mail will still be delivered. Air traffic controllers will still be working.
American Farm Bureau budget specialist R.J. Carney says that also includes Department of Agriculture's meat and poultry inspectors, though they'll have to wait to get paid. But what about other food inspectors?
The Food and Drug Administration will still continue high-risk recalls and investigations, but routine inspection activities will be suspended.
Extension and rural development offices will be closed.
Americans will experience inconveniences with a government shutdown, and that's going to be in the short term. If the shutdown continues over a longer period of time, there'll be a lot more uncertainty for farmers and ranchers about what's going to happen with the farm bill. Immigration issues need to be addressed by this Congress, and these are major, major issues for farmers and ranchers. Everything else will be placed on hold until Congress can take care of these budgetary issues.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, aside from shutting down the government, the one-year farm bill extension that Congress approved last year has officially expired. And according to American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman, farmers once again are left with uncertainty as to the safety net and risk management tools that are important in planning for next year's crop. And come January, consumers may once again face the impact of high food costs as decades-old farm policy kicks in. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.